Hey guys, just a quick audio boo. Hope you guys are enjoying your Thanksgiving weekend if you're in the United States. And if you're not in the United States, hopefully you're enjoying your weekend in any case. This was a pretty significant one. Sandy did her first 5K run yesterday.
That's right. I've been doing the Couch to 5K program that Sunny was doing. And I've been working up to running the 5K distance, the 3.2 miles. And we did the Thanksgiving, well, there's a lot of Thanksgiving turkey trots.
Turkey trots.
5Ks that are run the morning of Thanksgiving are called turkey trots.
No turkeys were actually trotting, though.
No. Well, there were some people dressed up as turkeys.
And Gumby. And Santa and the
Santa and the reindeer. That's right.
Very impressive.
But we ran, Sunny and I both ran, and my sister and her husband, so the four of us went. And it was a great, it was a beautiful morning. And the route was right along the coast in Dana Point, and I did great. I did, what, 32 minutes?
You did great.
Very pleased with my results, and it was really exciting running with the crowd of people.
That's right.
Although a little challenging to dodge.
There's so many people.
A lot of walkers, a lot of strollers, and people that are just were running slower and kind of a tight course, so you kind of had to zigzag through people.
Yeah. I would have done better if I hadn't stopped for those three geocaches.
Yeah, right, honey. You beat your time from last time.
I did beat my time from last time. But there's a lot to be thankful for, and spending time with family was great. Right now we're planning for the next show. That would be show number 297, and we do have a great show for you planned. We have the conclusion to the interview with Mark Gessner on his geocaching murder mystery novel called First to Find.
Also going to chat about why GPS systems may not be good for your brain.
And also how to track your vehicle on the cheap. This and more on the next upcoming Podcacher podcast episode. Talk to you guys soon.